All right, what's up, y'all? This is episode 2 of Stonies on Air. I'm your first stoner, Colado here in SoCal, along with...
Shit, hey, should I just go with Sui or Stony? That's the thing. Because I can go with both.
I don't even know at this point, because you got multiple... you got multiple shit that kind of mean the same for you. Like, you got only Stony. You got Stony, Stoners on Air now.
We did Stoner Studios for a bit. Stony Studios?
Yeah, we have Stony Studios as well for music videos.
Yeah, Orphanage touched 10K and None On You touched 4.2K.
I still watch those videos, to be honest. Like, None On You, because that really was like a kind of a chapter in my life that was almost like a reset, but almost in a good way. Because, you know, you know the backstory behind everything of that whole plan of the video. You feel me? Yes. So, you know, it was always a roller coaster of emotion with the homies, and then, you know, with the personal side where they don't really like see everything, you feel?
Yes. As we call it, the behind the scenes.
The behind the scenes, you feel me? Like, things that people don't see us always like thinking, damn, what could we have done better? Like, what could we rally about ourselves, as well as, you know, what can we do to make ourselves better at the end of the day?
Yeah, but like what you said before, that what was shit, I just had the idea.
This man, you can't trust two stoners on there.
I'm a little slow, but I'm pretty sure you said something about like what you could have done better, right?
Yeah,
I want to go into that a little deep right now. So with that one, like, what you could have bettered yourself on, it goes two ways. Like, people can see that as two ways, but I don't want like people to be stuck on the portion where it's like, what could I have done better if I went back in time? It's what can I do better from today? What can I do to make myself better today, rather than be like, what could I have done better in the past, during the past, you feel?
But the thing is, you can't get stuck in the past, because then you never get better. You just wonder what could have been instead of
what you can do.
Exactly.
Yes, and that's the thing I want to touch upon. It's not like what you could have done, is what can you do? Uh-huh.
See? Because the possibilities are limitless if you put your mind to it. I mean, if you want to fly, get on a plane. I don't know. But if you want to live your life with happiness and positivity, I mean, that's something.
Okay, Amazon.
Yeah. this dude with his inside jokes. Yeah, work for Amazon, piss in a bottle.
I was thinking about the Amazon drones. That's the closest thing to like flying.
That's also true, but I don't think that's... I mean, have you ever actually seen those drones?
No, I just heard it was like a something they wanted to do.
That's something they could have made better, but they couldn't. They got stuck in the past.
And now Jeff Bezos got bumped down to second most riches after Elon Musk and SpaceX pushed him, I want to say, like another like 10 mil or 10 bill. I want to say 10
bill. I would say bill.
Yeah, I want to say, because where those standards are, I want to say he got bumped up like 10 billion. If I'm correct with the info.
You see that dude like tweeted at him a medal of second place?
I think I sent that to you. That's how you know. Yeah.
That shit was funny. Him and his little dick rocket. But anyways, off topic. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can connect to all of that, to be honest. Mainly because it's always like a replay in your head until you get the definitive answer, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's always like, why, how, when.
And what could have been.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't even get to the what could have been. Let's be honest here. I mean, how many times have you got to start?
Like
with anything, like with, let's say, running on the Stony, or personal relations, or, you know, school. You know how that shit affected you a little bit when you went through your whole shit.
Yeah.
That was like, you know, did you ever have any breaks, like, that you got stuck on?
What you mean by breaks?
Not like breaks, but like things you got stuck on when you were trying to like think about shit.
Yeah. I think everyone has that point when it comes to like a lot of like tough tasks, you feel? Mm-hmm. It was like tough tasks that you were presented. Like some people just get overwhelmed, don't know what the fuck to do. And for me, I just take the instance of Only Stony, because that's what that's like my main focus right now. And it's honestly overwhelming, especially being the age I am. Because a lot of people will say, I like be guessing, I'm in my 20s, 30s. I'm nowhere close. All right.
You 13.
Yeah. I haven't even touched my 20s. See? It's pretty overwhelming. Especially being at the age. I ain't trying to like focus so much of like, oh, he's just young and doing this. It's mainly like this, like someone was able to push himself to do something that people wish they could do. That's the thing that separates a lot of folks. People wishing and people doing.
Not to cut you off, but I said 13 as a joke, and then you actually just went
on. Oh no, I purposely said, left it in there.
Okay, I was like, no, did this man catch it? No, or did that?
I knew you said 13.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, I'm nowhere near 15 either. See, but we just gotta like, all right, let's get our shit back. Let's fill this back. We keep on pushing it. We keep on like going off these like pit stops, rest stops. We're trying to move.
The only pit stops we do is take hits. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, talking about the whole motivation and finding, you know, you being a young kid still, mainly because you haven't reached that 20s yet. I mean, what could you like say about like that stress does to a young mind? You feel me? Because it's like you never really had that foundation of, I want to say, like certainty, because it was always the what ifs. You feel me?
I mean, that's how life is. Because like, if you think about it, we do shit without even knowing the outcome.
Like, for example, honestly, that's kind of facts. Because I didn't know I was gonna get promoted.
Yeah, because you go to work. Like there's multiple possibilities that can happen in a day at work. You can get promoted. You can get fired. Someone can go steal like a TV. You have to run after it. And there's multiple possibilities. You don't know what the fuck's gonna happen in a day, but you still do it. And that's the thing. Like people don't get. Like people will go like that example. You go to work. You go to school, while even knowing what the fuck to do, or like how you're gonna start the day or end the day. Like for like a portion of folks, like people just don't have a plan. They just do it. But people never take that and put it into like their dreams, their goals. They never take that unconscious mindset and just do it. Because people say, "Hey, yo, I'm gonna go drink with my homies. I'm gonna go to the bar. What the fuck happens? Happens." But they don't think about it. It's like chasing their goals. You want to be a dancer. You want to be a singer. You want to open a business. Just fucking do it. Stripper.
I mean, you can't really compare it with school though, because school gives you that order. You feel me? I mean, sure, you have the control of you getting that knowledge of you setting tests, right?
Yeah.
But no matter what, you still a schedule you stick with. Like, I feel like that's something that I can actually say, because school is just school to me at this point.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just following the schedule it gives me. There's nothing much to it.
But with like work, trying to ride the wave.
Work is different, because work can shoot you with so many issues in like 3 hours. You don't even know what to do. But by habit and by natural training, you just know like, all right, do this, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to fix this, et cetera, et cetera.
But aren't there like some days when you're like, I want to have a challenge at work? Because like, what if every day was the same thing, flow?
My challenge was always receiving. Because I mean, I used to be in produce. I mean, I would get 3 shipments a day. You feel me? If I literally worked like 10 to 6 or 7. Yeah. So it was like I got done with 1 shipment, which was 2 pallets, and I got done with another shipment, which was 4. But then I had the main one that was 18. Sometimes I wish for more, sometimes I didn't, because at the end of the day, it was always just like, how many associates do I have? Sometimes I did have, sometimes I didn't.
Yeah, and there's like there's sometimes when they call off, right? Don't they like call off from time to time?
Call off or quit, mainly quit.
Yeah.
But this was like months ago, dude.
Yeah, but it still follows under that same concept of like, just do it. Fucking Nike's slogan.
You can do it.
Just do it. Just do it.
If it watched The Water Boy, you can do it.
Nah, I haven't watched it.
Bro, come on.
just how you gonna be a
fan?
Like
how you gonna be a fan of football but not?
But never watched that. I watched like The Longest Yard and all that, but I haven't watched.
You know, it still has him in it too, though. Yeah, Adam Sandler is still the main character in Waterboy.
Mm-hmm. I know. All in all, I say be grateful for all the moments, wins or losses, because wins or lessons taught, because that's the mindset that I had change that pushed me, because I don't want to have a win-lose mindset. It's a win and a lesson. You either win or you get taught a lesson, and that lesson is going to be hit. The main reason why I say lesson, because I remember like during the time when I had cancer, people were like, hey, that shit sucks, but now I look at it, I'm like, that's the best lesson I was ever taught. It humbled myself, it made me focus, it made me just push through it and just say, fuck it, we're gonna do it. Because I went to the hospital, dude, I knew I was gonna go in and come out weak as fuck, but you just do it because you gotta do it. And that's why I feel like a lot of folks don't take.
Yeah, I was like, I was like there half the time.
Yeah, but yeah. That's the main thing.
I mean, that's what's more important, is that sometimes that positive mindset is the one of the most strongest challenges, because anything can destroy that. It's what has to make you keep going, and what lessons that you learn throughout the path that make it that mentality that makes it solid. You know, it's just the way it should be and the way it should work. However, when you fail, some people just say, I fail. And I just feel like those people need that word of advice, whether to reach out or just face your fucking darkest fears at some point. At the end of the day, it's you walking the path. You feel me? It's only you.
Only you. That's the thing that a lot of people don't understand. It's only you.
You have the people to help you out. But at the end of the day, you know, if you want to keep them around, you keep them around. If you got to leave them to just to drop it, just to focus on you, then that's what you got to do.
Yes.
I feel like that's what makes us the dicks. The dick part of us. Like, you know what? We were just like, leave without saying shit, because we just need us at some point.
Yeah, and I want to add a little thing to that, just a little quick one. Because I seen Sharky's posted a photo on his story. It was like, hey, the homies you got that's like just working on a daily, hours and hours every day out the week, barely get any breaks, they're not purposely like avoiding you, they're just fucking tired, they just focus on their own shit, they just focus on their own grind. And if you focus on other people's grind, that just means you just lost focus of yours.
Yeah,
but if everyone's focused on their own, they're not worrying about others. So I just want to say, just focus on your own shit. People come, people go, doesn't matter how much an impact they made on you. At the end of the day, people's just people. It's just how you like finna look at it. That's the main thing. Just how you finna look at everything.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it for me.
We got two different lives. You still in the Bay, I'm still in SoCal. Shit. I mean, you got your Sony shit, and then you see me working my fucking ass off with this fucking job for no reason. But the funny thing is, at the end of the day, I know it's just for something better in the future. Because I know one day I might reach that corporate level. You feel me? It's a different path, but the same mentality of shit.
It's a different path, but like, that's your own. But that's yours. Yes, that's yours. Everyone will have their own separate path. Everyone will choose their own way. But as long as everyone has that same mindset, they're good.
8 days.
8 days. Damn. Damn.
8 days straight tomorrow, and I'm fucking tired.
I feel it.
But don't worry, we'll smoke a blunt one day.
Fuck yeah. I don't think we ever done this shit, but what's it called? I ended it off with a smoke?
I mean, I only got my rig somewhere else. I got my pen on me, but we used to always say what we're smoking on. I mean, I got something weird. I got Alien Rock 483 by Heavy Hitters.
Where'd you get it from?
Green Thumb, as usual. You feel me? Because yes. The button is support stone. I've seen them wearing these little stone little things.
Oh, yo, I forgot. Hey, I forgot to tell you. Hey, can next time you actually go to Dr. Green Thumb in LA, can you actually take a photo? I send it through. Ask them.
I can try. I mean, realize they working too.
Yep. But we keep on saying that we're gonna end, but shit, we just got a lot to say.
We just like to talk.
Yeah. Like, shit, don't hurt her ass. I went always to the other side of San Jose to distribute some free stickers, meet some folks, obtain customers just from that personal. You gotta
get that audience.
That personal one-to-one. And that's why I love pop-ups. I love getting that one-on-one, even though everything's like 50, 60% off. At least, hey, I break even. I meet someone. That fucks with the brand. See? You just don't know.
Yeah, and then that boba spot too. You're woke.
What boba?
The boba spot. The thing you did.
I was thinking about CT. Yeah, but fuck. We're gonna end this.
You know where you're gonna cut it, so it's fine.
Yeah.
We just gotta say goodbye.
Yeah, but we've been saying that we're gonna fucking end it.
Yeah, I mean, that's it for episode 2. As usual, I'm Colado.
And I'm Sui/Stony. We'll just see which name I'm going with later on.
Catch you on the next one. Okay. Deuces, y'all.